thing.
Uh-huh.
I was going to add that. Those are two different things.
Yeah.
If you said saw.
Saw, that means stand still. And back your leg, that means move your leg.
How would you say it? What tone of voice would you use?
Back your leg up.
Or how would you say saw?
Saw, cow.
Okay, that's what I want. What about calling a calf?
I say, come on, baby Carrie. Sue baby, Sue baby.
All right. How would you call horses in from the pasture?
I don't know how you call horses. We had a horse, but I don't know how, I don't forget how they called it.
Do they whistle for them?
Well, the majority of them whistle for a horse.
They do?
Yeah.
I had one lady, I think she told me that hers never would come. She always had to go chase them.
Yeah.
What do you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up, get up.
And what do you say when you want to start him?
Get up.
Same thing?
Uh-huh, get up.
Do you ever cluck to them?
Say, yeah, yeah. Get up, get up.
All right. How would you stop horses?
Whoa.
How would you say it?
Say whoa.
And how would you get them to back up?
You go back up and pull on your lines.
All right. When you're plowing, what do you
hold on to?
The plow handles and the lines.
All right. And when you're driving, what do you hold on to?
Lines.
All right. When you're calling pigs to come to be fed.
Pig.
Yeah, little pigs.
Yeah.
And what when you're calling the big ones or all of them?
Pig.
Okay, that's the big ones and the little ones.
Okay. I hadn't done that so long, I had stopped to think.
Do you know anything about how you call sheep?
No, we never did have any sheep.
How would you call chickens to feed them?
Chick.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I've got to go out.
And hitch up the horse.
All right. And the thing that you put on them is the...
Harness.
Or did you ever say, I'm going to harness the horses?
Yeah. Hitch up the buggy.
All right. When you're going to get them ready to plow, what do you do?
Oh, you put the plow collar and hanes.
And you say, I'm going out to do what to them? Get them ready to plow.
I'm going out and curry and brush them. And put the harness on.
All right. I wonder, did you ever use gear them up?
Yeah. Put the gears on.
All right. Now, that would be for plowing or for driving?
Well, it could apply to either one.
Either one.
Uh-huh.
All right. If you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
The reins.
What do you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
If you have two horses and you're plowing with two horses, the horse on the left is referred to as the...
On the left.
Mm-hmm. A name for him, maybe. I'm thinking about the off horse, or the near horse, or the off ox, or if you're using oxen. You ever hear that expression? Mm-hmm. Nigh horse.
I never did hear so much about a horse or anything, but I think... That's what they call the off ox. I've heard my daddy talk about the off
ox.
Uh-huh.
Do you know which one that was?
Would it be the right one?
I don't know. I'm getting various answers about it. All right. If something is not right near at hand, you'd say, oh, it's just a...
Too far.
Or it's down the road just a little...
Away out yonder.
All right.
Down yonder.
All right. If you've been traveling and you have not finished your journey, you might say that you had what to go before dark?
I will have to leave before dark.
All right. But you're talking about the distance you have to go. You say,
I got a long ways to go.
All right. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say that, you can find that just out.
Anywhere.
If a person falls this way,